and welcome to today's Heartbeat. I'd like to share with you on the topic of seeing the goodness of God. Sometimes in our life, because of our daily chores, the mundane things that can happen in life, the circumstances that can be devastating, that can be difficult, heartfelt, you feel like you're trudging along, you're carrying burdens, life's so hard, life's so painful. You know, it's sometimes, actually many times, we can forget to see God in our life, the goodness of God in our life. And I was struck by this just the other day when a good friend of mine was sharing with me and saying, I don't feel like God is even involved in my life, that he even cares. And, it struck me that, hang on a minute, that's not true. Scripture tells us it's not true. God says, I am with you always. He's always saying, I want this relationship with you, this personal relationship. I call you my friend. He wants to be involved. But she said, I don't feel. Feelings, especially for women, can negate sometimes truths, negate things that we can't see. We're in the emotion of it all. We have to see with different eyes, with spiritual eyes. And often we have to actually speak to our mind and tell our mind, this is how I feel, but it's not the truth. It's not the true reality of God, of the kingdom of God coming down to heaven. Coming down to earth, that we live in God's kingdom's ways, because the world tells us different things, and we can start believing that and seeing that that's what we believe. But no, we have to tell ourselves and believe. We have to read the truth. We have to develop a relationship with God where we go, Lord, I don't feel good today, but I'm not going to take those feelings and live on them. I'm going to believe that you are looking after me. Help me, get out of this lowness. Because we do. We often sometimes can feel low, depressed, even to a point of where we need extra help. And that's fine. That's who we are. That's sometimes where we are in our circumstances. Don't go, that's terrible because I can't do it by myself. God doesn't want us to do it by ourselves. He wants us to ask him to help. And sometimes the help that he sends is other human beings that have been educated, or they care, or they're, like when I say educated, it could be a doctor that helps you. But don't stay where you are. Don't believe in those feelings always. Or you acknowledge the feelings and you go, no, I'm not going to live like this. I'm going to ask the Holy Spirit to help me. In the Psalms, David often said, Lord, I'm stuck in the miry clay in the pit, but you brought me out of it, because God can. And a way to do it is to be grateful, to see the goodness of God. So this woman was sharing with me and saying, I don't see God in my life. I've asked for these different answers to these prayers or questions that I have, and I don't see any answers, and I've been asking for years. So I stopped her and said, hang on a minute, you've just shared with me a little bit about other things that have been happening in your life right now, and this happened and this happened and this happened and this happened. And I said, that's God's goodness providing for you, answering other prayers, helping you. We need to be grateful for what he has done and what he is doing, and acknowledge that it is God who's done it. It says in James 1:17, every good and perfect gift is from above. So I suggested to her, get a book, a journal, whatever it might be. And this one's called, because someone gave it to me many years ago, My Gratitude Journal. And it has January 1st down to December 31st, but no years, just the day. And it has lines, and you need to write in those lines, today what happened that I can be grateful for, because it's God's goodness that brought that into my life. It could be an answer to prayer. It could be the sun shone and it didn't rain when I needed to get great photos for something that was on, whatever it might be. There's also a line in scripture, and I remember it well because it's a song that I used to sing when I was a little child. He gave me beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. God understands sometimes in our spirits we feel heavy, we feel low, we feel depressed, we feel the struggle. And he suggests, put on that garment, put on the garment of praise, of gratefulness. And because of that, your spirit will be lifted up. You will be lifted up. You, it's like your feelings may still be there a bit, but you will acknowledge more, no, God is with me. God can turn all things around for good. It states that in Romans. All things work for good. All things work for God. He can do anything. He can change anything around. Think about it. He changed Saul to Paul. Saul, who was crucifying Christians, killing them, you know, collecting them up so they could give them to the Romans to kill. And then he starts being a Christian himself. Such a huge 24 turnaround. God can do that. So we need to, though, try and ourselves put in the effort of being grateful, of seeing God work. It states in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, be thankful in all circumstances. You know, Paul was in jail, and he was praising God with Silas in jail. And what happened, what miraculously happened, was the jailer came to know the Lord. That the bars of the jails, you know, fell, you know, their locked jail doors flung open. Because they were praising the Lord in the circumstances they were in. God asks us to be grateful. 1 Chronicles 16:34, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Colossians, be thankful. Colossians chapter 4, verse 2, devote yourselves to prayer, keeping alert in it with thanksgiving. When we pray, we need to be alert. We need to be aware of what's happening, of what we're saying. It's not repetition. And alert that we are thankful and grateful for what God has done. Because this gratefulness grows in our heart more. God expands our heart. God expands our love. He helps us to become more like him in his image and likeness. Psalm 100, verses 4 to 5. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name, for the Lord is good. So I sometimes, when I'm feeling low and it's not, you know, life doesn't seem to be going well, in prayer I say, Lord, life just sucks right now. I'm not doing very well. I'm struggling. And because I'm struggling, then I'm less patient and I get annoyed with my husband and I, you know, yell at the kids and whatever. But Lord, I need you. And I need you to help me be grateful for what you have given me, for who you are. And I try to get some remnant of gratefulness, of thankfulness. Lord, I thank you that I can sit here and share with you. Wow, we have a God that will listen and hear us and comfort us and love us. Even when what we might be sharing is wrong, even when it's all our feelings and all about us and it's I, God understands and he's there for us. So can I encourage you to be grateful, to give thanks and praise to God? in all circumstances. And the more you do it, the easier it becomes. And it's the first thing you start doing when struggles come. Lord, I am thankful that I can call upon you while I am struggling right now. Walk with me. I need you to be with me. And you believe more and more, you know, the Lord is my shepherd psalm. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, O Lord. Sometimes I just come down to, you are with me, O Lord. You are with me, O Lord. You are with me, O Lord. I will be grateful. I will be thankful. I will be, have no fear. It develops your relationship with God, and it develops your faith and makes you stronger and more courageous. And God wants us to do that. He doesn't want us to stay the same. He wants us to grow and develop. He wants us to be the people of God. He wants us to be who He created us to be. Courageous people, following the Lord, full of love and joy and peace and mercy and kindness and forgiveness. And you could go on and on and on and on. So be grateful today. Start a grateful journal. Add it to your prayer journal. What I can be grateful for today, Lord. And bring it into your prayer, because it says, enter his gates, his courts with thanksgiving. Let us be thankful as we start our morning or evening prayers, and thank God for the day that's happened or the day that's going to happen, and ask him to be with us. I know he always is, but ask him. He loves it that you ask him. He's your friend. He's your best friend. He's your God. He's your King. He's your lover. He's your Savior. So be grateful. And I would love you to write and share with us how God has changed your heart or made you feel more grateful because of you starting to be thankful to him more. We praise you and adore you, O Lord. We ask you to help us be more grateful so that we can truly serve you as Christ followers. Have a blessed week, and we'll see you again next week.